This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted to know how the West would be brought down, you're seeing it. The globalists look at sociology, anthropology, demographics, and they play any groups off against each other they can. They then referee and quarterback the control. I want to open the phones up specifically. We're going to be talking Trump and election 2016, the third hour today. But I want to open the phones up specifically, for at least part of this hour, on radical Islam. And if you disagree with me, you're also welcome to call in. But everybody's welcome to call in. But specifically on, do you understand what I'm saying? Because some people don't. I was against going and tearing up the Middle East. I was against destabilizing it. The globalists are attacking all of humanity. Then they bring in all these radical jihadis, they allow them to attack, and then there'll be an answer to go in and take over the Middle East and then put stuff even worse in. So it is high-level, third-dimensional chess, but it's not that complex once you get it. And once you realize that these social engineers have admitted all of this, it really is frustrating. And we're entering such a key phase right now, and it's clear what's happening. We have to get the narrative out to the establishment that we get your plan, we know what you're doing. Shame on Obama, shame on NATO, shame on the neocons that are all over Fox News going, we got to get tough and crush ISIS, when they know full well that through Saudi Arabia and Qatar and other governments, our military has been training these people. And what happened is, from my show and other people's broadcast, and having Colonel Schaefer on and many others, good patriots stuck their necks way out there. And our military, especially the Army, I'm just telling you who did it, came out and exposed that we were back in ISIS and Al-Qaeda in the last 4 years. And we spearheaded getting their word out. And now the whole thing fell apart, and the West has been forced to at least partially fight against Al-Qaeda on some level and try to actually use more moderate rebels. The problem is there aren't any moderate rebels. This is a Sunni invasion to take over. And so it just keeps falling apart. That's in the news again. So they want to sort out. They want to use Al-Qaeda. But our military understands it's not just to use them to kick Assad out and kick them out. Look at Libya. The plan was to give it to Al-Qaeda. They've done that. So that's why I say, hey, good job to the U.S. Army and others in our military, because people go, those are the ones that trained them. They're the ones that went over there and did that. You know, I love how people sit there with hindsight when our military and everybody else were fooled to go along with this, that when they finally figured it out, did bold stuff to say no, and have apologized to the American people, and are trying to get their soul back, and then you sit there like an armchair quarterback talking about how they're cowards. That's a load of bull. I want to speak to the hearts of our leaders and our military and our culture and people in private business and everybody and say, let's come together and be good. Let's admit we've done bad. Let's admit we've got evil people running our system, playing us off against each other. And let's defend the republic. Let's defend the free market. Let's defend freedom of religion. Let's defend Renaissance and an open free society. True liberalism of Thomas Jefferson. And let's rebuke the fake liberals who are allied with our enemies and are the social terrorists taking our cultures over. Now, do you get what I'm saying now? Or are you intellectually dishonest, some of you out there, that, you know, oh, you just are an Islamophobe. Give me a break, man. I can't go to more than half the Muslim countries without getting beat up on the street because I'm a Westerner. And where they don't blow up little Christian groups that have been there predating Islam in Pakistan. These Christians predate you in Damascus. They predate you in all these places, and you bomb them and stab them and kill them from Bethlehem to Pakistan. You hate us. You're tribalist. You're not even a religion that you've turned into. And you've exterminated Christians all over the Middle East. And you like to blow up parades of little Christian kids who are the same genetics as you. You are a disease. You are satanic filth. Look at your eyes. Look at how you look, how you act. You are children of your father, the devil. You are a cult of Satan. We'll be back.
Hi, it's MZ from KSEO in Santa Cruz. Pleased to announce the first of many free live Doc Wallach appearances around the country. Many of you have heard this tireless health crusader interviewed on Alex's show, on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie, and on various other radio, television, and internet shows throughout the world. Doc Wallach has the answer to the U.S. healthcare crisis, and it's real simple and costs very little, and he wants to share it with anyone who will listen. Doc Wallach will appear live at the Best Western Hotel in South San Francisco, California, 380 South Airport Boulevard, beginning at 7 p.m. this Wednesday, March 30th, and the following evening, Thursday, March 31st, starting at 7 p.m. at the VFW Hall, 1960 Freedom Boulevard, Freedom, California, near Watsonville. Both events are free, and if you attend, you will find that it is impossible to be bored at a Doc Wallach lecture. In fact, you'll be amazed as well as riveted. Email mz@kscohealth.com for free reservations.
There's no easy way to tell you this, but you're being overcharged for your razors. Should an 8-pack of Blaze really cost $32? At Harry's, our answer is no. Harry's gives you a smooth, comfortable shave with the highest quality razors and only charges about half of what our competitors do. You might be thinking, wait, you can do that? You can just choose to charge less for something really well made? Well, yeah. We really do believe in providing our customers with the highest quality products at the best value possible. We're able to do this because we own our factory, ship directly to you, and because, well, we don't think it's fair to overcharge. Thankfully, our customers agree. Since launching Harry's, over a million guys just like you have made the switch and have been telling us how much better their shaving experience is. Try Harry's Starter Set today. With it, you get our ergonomic razor handle, extra blades, and our shave cream. That's a month's worth of shaving for just $15. As an added bonus, if you use code 5959 at checkout, we'll take $5 off your first purchase. That's Harry's.com, code 5959.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be. And it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm opening the phones up specifically on radical Islam that's taking over Islam, bombing and killing all over the world this Easter weekend. And radical feminists defending it. I mean, it is just this alliance between the left and radical Islam. And our government's bringing in millions of these people, many of which are sleeper cells. ISIS even admits that, preparing to attack. I'm not giving my liberty up when they attack government. I'm holding the politicians in charge of this accountable. And that's the message that needs to go to the mainstream media and the government and everybody else. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I'm going to play this clip in a moment. Carson, Obama administration crazy not to acknowledge Christians targeted in Pakistan. Yeah, Obama the last few Easters badmouthed Christianity. I'll be honest, I just took off yesterday. I didn't really do any work. I shot an hour-long Facebook mentions for my parents' hot tub. But other than that, I took the day off. I bet he put some snotty comment out about Christians need to be tolerant or something. He always does. But he's done it in the past. Suicide bomber, again, blows up mostly women and children. And then you go through this. The Catholic priest crucified. They got him out of an old folks' home, crucified him, and then shot the four nuns. German train operator introduces women-only carriages amid fears over migrant sex attacks. Brussels bomber was a migrant rights activist who lived next door to EU. No, he was a recruiter for ISIS cells to get in, and he did a great job. ISIS over a year ago told us, we're going to put in hundreds of thousands of our operatives in the migrant wave. We're going to launch the migrant wave. And Merkel said, the door's open. Come to mommy. Come to the commie. Revealed how UK aid terrorists, Daily Mail, how the government's funding the jihad groups. Yes, our criminal governments are funding. People go, well, then if we're funding it, we shouldn't be for attacking them. The criminals in our government are bringing them in to attack so they can set a police state up. I'm against the criminals in our government and against their operatives. Figure that out yet? Video, angry Muslims start screaming Palestine in the middle of Brussels Memorial, terror victims. And I love this part. Pope denounces, USA Today, Pope denounces terrorism in Easter Mass amid tight Vatican security. Yeah, they've got these 100 and 200 foot walls, security everywhere. They have this open square people can come into amidst the walls. And this is a guy that has all this security, but he wants Europe to be open to the, quote, migrants. Because it's part of the larger plan. Syrian army retakes Palmyra from ISIS. Obama reiterates refugee promise to bring more in. So that's just some of the news on that front. And then after I go to some of your calls, Clinton email probe enters a new phase as FBI interview looms. Trump and Ryan compete for control of the GOP. Roger Stone's joining us. He'll have the really big news on Wednesday. He has big news today, but he's not ready to launch it until Wednesday now. But he said he still wants to come on today. I call him to come on all the time, and he goes, I'm going to come on when I got something really big. And so now he's ready to come on twice this week. He didn't want to come on last week. Paul Ryan faces primary challenge from wealthy businessman betrayed by House Speaker. And then here's the big Roger Stone news up on InfoWars.com. Walker will endorse Cruz in Wisconsin push. The big steal is on. And the really big news will be an exclusive article we get from him on Wednesday. We need to get this article out on Facebook, Twitter, and everywhere else. So that's just some of what's coming up. And then I've got communists oppressing free speech. You know, they arrest and torture and kill and take the organs of Tibetan monks. They've disappeared hundreds of thousands of Tibetans conservatively. They, you know, rocket attack and blow up their monasteries. But don't worry, China official says Dalai Lama making a fool of Buddhism. You just kill any Buddhist you get your hands on, peaceful, nice people. It's not really a religion. Religion slash philosophy. You kill them, and then you say he's making a mockery out of it. I just want to point out how communism works right under this article. How a Venezuelan opposition leader secretly communicates with solitary confinement for 2 years because he was leading in the major election numbers, so they just arrested him 2 years. That's communism. Oh, but remember, Hugo Chavez said he wasn't a communist. And later he went, of course we were communists. Bernie Sanders, I'm not a communist. They tell you what to eat, what to wear, when to sleep. You want to be a sheep? You a communist? I want my rights just like Jimmy Carter says. Quote, Scarface. But now these new migrants, most of them, they're not coming here to get away from the socialism. They hear there's more socialism up here and a better deal. I mean, we are in so much trouble. And I'm not just trying to be negative here. We are screwed, blued, and tattooed if we don't wake up immediately and have a total shift against all this. And here's the big $64 trillion statement on Trump, the big secret on Trump. Donald Trump doesn't matter whether he's good, bad, or indifferent. I tend to say good. He's capturing the history, the moment, the time. He was battling NAFTA and GATT 20-something years ago. He's not perfect. But it doesn't matter. He's forcing every magazine, every publication, every leader, world leaders, communist leaders, foreign governments, the Pope, to come out and say he's a horrible man, he's Hitler, he's evil, you can't have him. And by the way, it was on Fox and CNN this morning when I was exercising. I know you're seeing it. They are mainlining, stealing the election from him. They are mainlining it. Just saying, hey, we're going to take it from him. We don't care. If he gets all the delegates, half the delegates, whatever. Paul Ryan's waiting in the wings. We've got Mitt Romney, just wait, and we're just going to go ahead and just give it to someone who didn't have one vote, and your vote doesn't count. Nakedly admitting it out in the open. This is a huge time, folks. The elite can't help themselves but to steal things. But in this, it's the end. You think America is awake now? They're stealing it from Bernie Sanders. They're stealing it from Donald Trump. They're announcing it's okay. Having all the channels say it's okay, from the Washington Post to Time Magazine, thank God the Republicans are doing the right thing and getting ready to not let him have the nomination. That's totally reasonable. They can do that if they want. Jeffrey Dahmer can grab your teenage son off the street if he wants. I mean, we just change the rule. We're God. With these elections and taxpayer money spent on them and holding out that your vote counts and all the rest of it and saying, oh, actually, we have a rule. We don't have to do that. It's total fraud, false advertising, racketeering. But they just say, oh, no, we're allowed to. No, you're not. It's like you're not allowed to go have some secret TPP that takes control of our country and everything 50 times worse than NAFTA again and just tell us, hey, just shut up. We know what we're doing. Everything is about these crooks hiding in plain view and then having the universities and media brainwash and go, how dare these right-wingers not want to turn their guns in and they like Donald Trump and how dare them want a border. It's just terrible. We're going to go along. We want our free stuff now. You're not going to get any free stuff, you morons. That's all about to dry up. And I'm talking to the liberals out there. You're not liberals. I'm going to Moore and Stacy and Terry and Jack and Jeremy here in just a moment. But first off, Secret 12 is the most powerful, concentrated methyl cobalamin, 80%. The other is the other basis of vitamin B12 that fuses with it and helps it be more absorbable. Go read about the science, the info at InfoWarsLife.com. Takes it sublingual. This is the most absorbable out there outside of injections. And by the way, it's like medical grade. Don't inject it, though, folks. The point is that this is the same stuff when I went and got a prescription for it a few years ago. I mean, it's the same stuff, the same taste, the same color, the same pure thing, methylcobalamin. I mean, it is amazing. It varies. Most people can only absorb 5 to 10% of vitamin B12, and it's synthetic, really none of it. This is organic, under the tongue. It goes into the bloodstream. You got to hold it there for about a minute. You get huge absorption. We're not allowed to say, because of all the, you know, the way things work out there, but go look it up yourself. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. And finally, Survival Shield X2 at InfoWarsLife.com, the exclusive pure nascent iodine formula that no one else has. More than 3 years ago, I first told you about the power of super high-quality nascent iodine and the iodine conspiracy. We've talked about how iodine was taken out of the food supply and how populations gained as much as 15 IQ points when it was added back into the salt. Now the newest iodine discovery is being revealed, how iodine works with the gut to promote optimum health. The research is clear. Iodine is key and is essential to support thyroid health that then controls the stomach, the gut. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine is extracted from 200 million-year-old deep earth crystals from 7 to 12,000 feet. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle of Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine today to experience the true power of nascent iodine. Let's jam in one call before we go to break. Let's talk to Moore in Texas. You're on the air. Thank you for calling.
Good morning, Mr. Jones. I was going to say, I think that they're using radical Islam as their little army, but I wouldn't term it radical Islam. I would term it Arab terrorism. And the reason is Arab terrorism, because if we go to the early origins of Islam, Arabs was actually outsiders, and the Quran says that itself. The founders of Islam were Moors and Saracens, but they went by the Ummah, and they were the Umayyads, and they went to war with Arabs. And the Quran says that the Arabs or outside groups, and they don't even know the laws which Allah brought. So they use Islam, but they're actually foreigners to Islam. And it's throughout the Quran, and a true imam would actually know that Arabs wasn't even in a group that was that the Quran was revealed to. And you can
well,
say,
it is true. I mean, that's in the history. You're absolutely right. And there's been a golden age of Islam. Lord Monckton talks about where it was helping the entire world, and then it fell back into this. But Saudi Arabia, the people running that are the ones radicalizing it. They're the ones using it to take over the world. They are the ones that are going to end up getting Muslims across the world killed.
Yes, sir. And I wish it was a way I can give you this Quranic verse I was trying to look for it while I was on break, but it actually says that they're ignorant to the laws. And I don't know. It just paints a bad picture of Arabs. But a lot of people.
Well, I know this. There's no Christians or Jews getting bombed in Iran. And Historically, the Shiites do not blow up Christians and Jews and other people unless they've attacked them. And the Saudi Arabians will cut your head off the second time you get caught preaching the gospel in Saudi Arabia. And we're supposed to open the door to these people? And by the way, a lot of Saudi Arabians hate their government, too. I mean, they treat women like slaves, folks. It's out of control. We'll be back with more calls. Stay with us. Thank you, Moore.
There's no easy way to tell you this, but you're being overcharged for your razors. Should an 8-pack of blades really cost $32? At Harry's, our answer is no. Harry's gives you a smooth, comfortable shave with the highest quality razors and only charges about half of what our competitors do. You might be thinking, wait, you can do that? You can just choose to charge less for something really well made? Well, yeah. We really do believe in providing our customers with the highest quality products at the best value possible. We're able to do this because we own our factory, ship directly to you, and because, well, we don't think it's fair to overcharge. Thankfully, our customers agree. Since launching Harry's, over 1 million guys just like you have made the switch and have been telling us how much better their shaving experience is. Try Harry's Starter Scent today. With it, you get our ergonomic razor handle, extra blades, and our shave cream. That's a month's worth of shaving for just $15. As an added bonus, if you use code 5959 at checkout, we'll take $5 off your first purchase. That's Harry's.com, code 5959.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Last caller made a really great point. This is Arab terrorism. This is Saudi Arabian imperial expansion using a religion. And the people that do get hurt the worst by Saudi Arabia's activities are other Muslims around the world who in their history have just slowly been exterminated and driven out. There have been so many Muslim communities where they're the majority and they're nice to Christians and nice to everybody else. And those people get blown up by the radicals. who are just expansionist and want to run everybody's lives. It's a cult. There's a radical Islam cult taking over, and it's allied with criminal elements in the West to carve up the world and use them as a threat to then be able to basically take our basic freedoms. Stacy in Colorado, thanks for calling. You're on the air worldwide.
Yes, I was just calling to tell you that I completely agree with you on what happened within Iraq. What happened in Iraq? They should have never sent anybody over there. They didn't do anything to us. Why start something that didn't need to be started in the first place?
Al-Qaeda was less than 2,000 operatives in 2001. Then it was supposedly defeated by 2012 or so. And now we're told there's hundreds of thousands of ISIS in the Middle East, millions of, quote, migrants, large portions of them, military-age men that pledge allegiance to radical Wahhabi Islam. Our government's advertised, opened the corridors, made the deal with Turkey in the EU, and have flooded us by design. This is organized treason, an organized destabilization campaign, period. What do you say to that?
Well, I mean, okay, so this is what gets me the most on this, is the biggest thing is trying to control women and what they say and what they do and how they do things. You come up to me and you try to tell me that, you're going to die trying to tell me that and taking me down in the process. I am not going to do it.
Oh, absolutely. There's no way the free West is anywhere compatible with Islam. And they'll have to bring in a tyranny less than Islam to protect us from Islam. That's the plan. This is how we're being muscled, Stacy. God bless you. Let's go ahead and talk to Terry in Minnesota. You're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hey, man of God, heavy emphasis on man. You're my brother in Christ. I talked to you last week and gave you that little tidbit on the Jeremiah thing about God calls his children stupid. I don't know if you remember that or not.
Yes.
Anyway, this is for Joe Biggs, too, especially, and I hope he's doing okay. There is a church. It's in, almost in your backyard. They're the largest non-denominational church, basically, in the world. They're like the InfoWars of churches. They don't get their money from passing plates. They get it from their, you know, teaching of the word, basically, and their stuff, or, you know, that you can buy, like the books of the Bible, basically.
Sure, we're talking about radical Islam right now. You need to go ahead and get to that.
I'm getting to that. Okay. In the 13th chapter, on the 18th verse of Revelation, dealing with Satan, okay, the note in this book that this church uses, which was out of print, and these people brought it back, and here, I'm going to read the note on you on ISIS, and this is exactly verbatim. Okay, here goes. The three letters, SSS, in parentheses, equals 666, form the symbol of ISIS, and the secret symbol of the old mysteries, the ancient mysteries and modern beliefs are becoming closely aligned. Witness and rapid growth of and spread of spiritism and theosophy, I can't even say that right, and occultism of every kind.
Yeah, let me expand on that. No, I mean, it's true that ISIS picks this occultic goddess name. Why would a, quote, Islamic group do that? And absolutely, that was branded by the globalists who don't totally control it, but are financing it and protecting it, gave birth to it, basically, and now it's running around like a monster. But are you saying that this was in a Bible study book published before ISIS existed?
What I'm saying is this is a standard King James. It was out of print. The senior pastor of this church bought it back out of print from Craigle Publications. It's called the Companion Bible. This church has been using this for 60 years.
Sure. I know about the Companion Bible. So why don't you, again, just tell us the church.
It's the shepherdschapel.com. And this is why I wanted to tell Biggs, because the head of this pastor was in the worst battle of the Korean War. He was a Marine Corps sergeant. He's from Oklahoma, and this church is dang near in your backyard. It's in Gravette, Arkansas, Alex.
Well, that's not my backyard, brother. That's about 10 hours away. But listen, I appreciate your call. Thank you so much. Specifically, I wanted to know what you thought about radical Islam and where it's going and the clash of civilizations. I'm not mad. It's just we go on these rabbit trails. Let's go ahead and talk to Jack in New York. Jack, go ahead. You got 1 minute.
Hi, Alex. Long-time listener, listening for about 16 years. I see the religion of Islam is being taken captive in the same way that we've been taken captive by the New World Order, and you have Saudi Arabia in kind with the New World Order, and they're using the migrant situation as a way to bring in radical jihadist army to put pressure on the American people. And in conjunction with the...
Hold on, I want you to finish up. Come back. I want you to finish up. We got some really important medical news as well coming up. Stay with us. Don't hang out, Jack. Other callers will get to you as well.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June, that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Roger Stone joins us at about 7, 8 after next hour with big Trump news across the board. He has the biggest news yet. He wanted to be able to launch today. He's going to launch it Wednesday with us as well. But Walker is about to endorse in Wisconsin. Lion Ted. We're going to be looking at that and a lot more and taking your phone calls coming up with Roger Stone in the next hour. Then he comes back Wednesday with the big news, and I know what it is. But he's still got to get it codified and ready to announce it because it will be news making about what's going on. But we'll be focusing in on the election coming up in the third hour today. And then the fourth hour, Paul Joseph Watson will host. We've expanded the show. A lot of times I co-host as well. A lot of special reports, you name it. Paul Joseph Watson from London will be hosting, always hard-hitting, the fourth hour. And then InfoWars Valley News tonight, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time with our great crew anchoring and running all of that as well. David Knight's out covering Trump rallies. We've sent Dew and others up to Wisconsin and Chicago to follow Bernie Sanders, Hillary, and Trump. That's going to be big. So all of that coming up, ladies and gentlemen, throughout the week. as we kick off this Monday worldwide transmission. We're already halfway into the broadcast, but as we kick off the continuation of the week here. Now, we have a special guest popping in until the end of the hour, then I'll go back to your calls as well. But I wanted Jack in New York to be able to finish up here because he was really laying out. He's the actual caller that called in. The other callers are great, but they're kind of all over the map. But it's been interesting and informative. I want to hear from you. Do you think I'm wrong about what I'm saying about radical Islam? I know I'm not wrong. I'm saying, does it make sense to you that there's criminal elements letting them in so they can attack us and then take our liberties, and then we can also move troops in the Middle East and attack countries that aren't part of radical Islam? Like Saudi Arabia attacks us on 9/11, so we attack Iraq. Our governments are bringing them in. They're not checking them on purpose. Governors have told us this. The FBI admits this. This is a fact, and it's such a bold move. So we'll continue that discussion also on into the fourth hour as well. We have a very special guest popping in for about 20, 30 minutes here in just a moment. But going back to Jack in New York, go ahead and recap what you said and finish up, sir.
Okay. What I said was that they're using radical Islam as in the migrant movement as a pincer movement together with the open borders in the South to bring Balkanization and riotous situations in America so they can clamp down in this endgame to take down America. I mean, our economy's already in the toilet. Their jobs situation is worse than I've ever seen it. I'm 62 years old. And so basically, it's an army. Let's call it what it is. You know, they call them migrants, and it's some, you know, but these are not migrants. These are all military-age young men. They're coming, and they're going to bring the same kind of destruction that they brought all over Europe. They're going to bring it here as well, and this is part of the NWO's, you know, endgame.
That's right, and they've been raised by a cult. They kill each other constantly. It is just insanity. And it's because Islam's been taken over by the desert bandit slaver, white slaver, sex traffic ring that is the Saudi royal family. And that's who they were. They robbed caravans. And they've taken over. They took over Medina. They took over Mecca. They run the whole show now. And God help us. I mean, this is just, we are in so much trouble. And the Muslims are in trouble. I mean, it just gets more oppressive, more authoritarian by the minute. So that's why I say it is radical Islam, because Islam had its own problems. Christianity's had its problems, you know, with bad forms of it being oppressive. This is out of control. I mean, this is out of control. God bless you. I appreciate your call. But what he said is key. This is an end game, folks. Everything we see coming together in the next few years, this is end game stuff. I mean, the elite are pulling the stops out. Now, I'm glad I was able to get in today because I listen when I'm on the stair stepper or the elliptical to Dead Doctors Don't Lie that's syndicated out of some of the affiliates in California that Michael Swerling owns. And I remember listening on cassette tapes to Dead Doctors Don't Lie 20 years ago. And just everything that I heard there, everything, ended up coming out in mainstream science later. I mean, it's ridiculous. I remember Dr. Wallach 20 years ago, before he even, you know, started Longevity 16, 17 years ago, talking about how statin drugs eat your brain. And I remember my dad talking about it, and he's a chemist and oral surgeon, retired, a smart guy. He was reading medical literature, too. But I only heard my dad say it and Wallach say it. And nowadays you type it in, it's all over mainstream news. Are statins linked to brain death? Are they blah, blah, blah? So I was just listening this weekend, and I was supposed to even call in on the show. They wanted me as a guest, but I just said, hey, I can't do it. But I tuned in online because I wanted to hear it. Sometimes you don't want to be on air yourself, but you want to listen to somebody else. The more I'm on air, the less I want to be on. I like to watch somebody else. And I just heard him lay out in like 10 minutes what statins do to you. And then I went and did the research years ago. I had Dr. Wallach, and not just Dr. Wallach, but like Dr. Blaylock, who's a retired top brain surgeon on, you know, saying the same thing now as well. It's just amazing that they're doing this to us. So this is something I can counter. Glyphosates, fluoride in the water, that's starting to get taken out. We can target these statins. I mean, I know so many people who are totally together, 55, they tell them, you might be at risk for stroke, take these, or you might be at risk for, you know, high blood pressure, take these, or cholesterol, take these. And these people in a couple of years are gone. I know someone well whose dad was like 55, went on these, is 60 now. He can't write anymore. He's like a five-year-old. They're like, is it early onset of dementia? No, his brain is being eaten. So we're not just being negative here. This is something you can do. So I thought, let's get Wallach on. Then I found out he's having a big event that I'm not connected to or involved. I'm just promoting because I love it. A couple big events coming up. I know George Norrie's been promoting them as well that are so exciting for people to learn about this. And he's trying to push a revolution against this. And he's sued the, what is it, FDA 7 times and won every time. Wallach's the plaintiff and folks that actually got in the 90s and in other times laws passed to block them outlawing supplements. So everybody ought to be thanking Dr. Wallach. InfoWarsTeam.com is obviously where you can sign up and get free shipping when you do auto ship or sign up and be a distributor and get big discounts, 30% off your first time you order. InfoWarsHealth.com is, again, the same as InfoWarsTeam.com. WallachOnline.com is his site. And he's putting on some big events. And so I'll do a plug for longevity because we have our own nutraceuticals, but we have like 15 of them. They have hundreds. And they're all the highest quality, highest standards, whether it's the Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0 or Pollen Burst or the OsteoFX. These are amazing products. And when you purchase them at InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsLife.com, you also help finance this operation because a small amount of what comes in as a profit goes to us to be able to fund this operation. And, you know, most revolutionaries rob banks and kidnap people to get money. We sell high-quality products and Hillary for President T-shirts and non-GMO heirloom seeds at the lowest prices and just all sorts of really cool stuff at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. That's our products. But InfoWarsHealth.com and InfoWarsTeam.com is the full-line, discounted, highest-quality longevity product. So InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com to find that. But getting to Dr. Wallach now, he'll be with us till 5 after next hour. I know he's busy on the road. We've been trying to get him, and he's able to come on today. So thank you, Dr. Wallach, for joining us. I'm going to get you back in the near future for a full hour via Skype or back in studio again. It was amazing the 2 times you visited us here in studio. But, man, just the way you were breaking it down, I mean, I should get into your background. He's published numerous books on dietary deficiencies, conducts approximately 300 lectures annually, sold over 40 million copies of the lecture Dead Doctors Online. Born and raised in Missouri, Wallach attended the University of Missouri and received his bachelor's degree in science of agriculture. And then, of course, he became a veterinarian for 30 years, and then he got other medical degrees. But he just kept learning, trying to keep animals alive at huge animal research facilities, zoos. He was a famous zoological guy, that it was deficiencies that was killing most of them and causing all sorts of degenerative diseases. Well, no kidding. That's why they're saying scurvy's making a comeback across the West, the BBC reporting, because people aren't getting vitamin C or their guts are so unhealthy from gluten, they're not absorbing it. That came out in the New York Times last week. Oh, top scientists, you're getting most cancer because your gut's dead. Oh, they came out, I mean, just admitting everything that he pioneered. I'm not kissing his butt. This guy was pioneering this 30 years ago. I learned about him 20 years ago. So enough of that. Dr. Wallach, great to have you back with us. Let's just focus in on the statin conspiracy today, sir.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Alex. It's always good to be with you and look forward to getting back to Austin. But just the thing on the statin drugs, it actually started in 1901 when the German Navy went to a guy by the name of Wilhelm Norman. He was a chemist in Berlin. And they went to him and said, look, we need a smokeless synthetic lubricant for German submarine diesel engines. And by 1904, he had accomplished that. And make a long story short, after the First World War was over, they didn't need him anymore. So they sold that to patent to a British soap manufacturing company. They made soap out of it, and they couldn't sell it because everybody's making their own soap. So in the 1940s, they sold it to Procter & Gamble in the United States, and they couldn't sell the soap either, so they decided to use it as a cooking shortening. And they were having trouble selling it in a can because Grandma liked her lard and cream and butter and eggs, and there have been generations of people's families using lard and butter and cream and eggs for cooking, and nobody really got into this product. Well, there was a guy by the name of Hansel Kieser, who's a medical doctor on the staff of the medical school at in Minnesota, in Minneapolis, and he was on the board of Procter & Gamble. He was also on the board of the American Heart Association. So he brokered a deal by which Procter & Gamble gave the American Heart Association in 1952 $1.7 million, which is kind of chump change today, but back then was a lot of money. And so they gave the American Heart Association $1.7 million to endorse this product called Crisco as a better, a healthier way to cook rather than using lard and cream and butter. There was never any science to prove that They just took the money. The American Heart Association just took the money and endorsed Crisco as a healthier way to cook. Well, it turns out Procter & Gamble was having real trouble selling this, and so they invented another sales campaign called the Mediterranean Diet. There was no science behind that. The average lifespan of Greeks and Italians is only 62. But they took the Isle of Crete, which had people in their 80s still working out in the fields, and they said, this is what we want to do. And they looked at olive oil and so forth, and began to use olive oil and cooking oils and salad dressings and things. And we began to get heart disease because we were pushing that. Well, at that moment, what happened was that the Mediterranean diet was magic, and people just followed that and went on it. But the pharmaceutical company jumped in and wanted it on. They said, we're going to give you a product called statin drugs that will lower cholesterol and help everybody prevent heart disease. Well, it turns out they've killed 1 billion people, Alex, between Europe, Asia, United States, South America, Central America, and Africa. They have caused cardiovascular disease in all these places with this Crisco and olive oil and coconut oil. And this is all because of these statin drugs. It's a multi-trillion-dollar business. And not only did they cause cardiovascular disease, coronary artery disease with Crisco, they had a spinoff. They had a whole bunch of unintended consequences, including low T, low testosterone, ED, erectile dysfunction, menopause in women at age 30, because testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, and adrenal hormones are what we call steroid hormones, and they're 95% by weight cholesterol. So going on a cholesterol-restricted diet, eating egg beaters and egg white omelets, using margarine instead of butter, using cooking oils and Crisco instead of lard and butter and cream, they created a huge monster of a problem. Now, if it wasn't bad enough that we got low T, erectile dysfunction, menopause at age 30, and adrenal exhaustion, we got Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's disease is a direct cause of statin drugs. Statin drugs causes Alzheimer's disease. It's not due to aluminum. It's not due to genetics. It is a direct cause, is directly caused by the use of statin drugs. In fact, in February of 2012, the FDA actually sent out a notice to all licensed doctors saying stop writing prescriptions for statin drugs. They listed 10 of them. Lipitor, Zocor, Mevacor, Levostatin, ones like that.
And by the way, my dad was just reading medical journals in the late 80s and would never get up and cuss, but I remember him getting up from the couch and throwing a medical journal down going, I can't believe they're pushing these statins, and I've got to tell my mother not to be on them. And then literally, I know people who go on them, and they're gone in a year. They are just, it's a lobotomy. Now, explain, doctor, why it does this, because it's simple. Okay. Your brain is almost all cholesterol. It's mostly water. And so you take a drug that eats cholesterol or blocks it. I mean, this is incredible. This is like Drano for the brain. Explain it to people medically, Dr. Wallach.
Okay, well, your brain is, you're very good, Alex. You've been doing your research. I'm very proud of you, sir. Very good. A brain is 75% white matter, which is almost 100% cholesterol. And when the cholesterol goes away in your brain, when the white matter goes away in your brain, the myelin is called, when the myelin goes away in the brain, these naked nerve fibers all tangle up, which is the classic feature of Alzheimer's disease. All the nerve fibers in the brain short circuit, and you can't remember anything, you can't do simple math, you can't do anything. You put your keys in the refrigerator, life is a mess, you go downhill very rapidly. It doesn't matter if you're 8 years old. I remember when the Pediatric Association were trying to get kids 8 years old taking statin drugs, and I blocked that one.
Oh, I saw Fox News. I have the clip saying they want to put it in the water.
Exactly. No, no, no. We got to stop that. But what happens is when you take a statin drug, remember, the FDA came out and wrote and sent an email to every doctor in America that said stop prescribing statin drugs in February of 2012, and not one doctor forwarded it to other patients. They just kept on doing it. It's a multi-trillion-dollar business. And so, at any rate, what happens is when you drop your blood sugar down below 140, you cannot maintain the myelin in your brain. You have to have your blood cholesterol. Excuse me. When you have your blood cholesterol below 140, you cannot maintain the myelin in the brain. You need to have your cholesterol level at about 250 is where you need to be.
Well, let me expand on this. My uncle was in a motorcycle accident when he was 16, and he had epilepsy, you know, from the brain damage. He's still there. He just has motor problems and would have grand mal seizures and things. And they took him off most of the medication about 15 years ago and said, you must eat natural, healthy fats, and they gave him a list of things, the same thing you say, and that, because I guess the doctor really cared about him, and it really helped him, and it cut it back about 80%. So explain to us what the doctors even knew 15, 16 years ago about the right type of fats to stop having epilepsy. I mean, this is incredible.
Well, they knew this. This is what makes this criminal. This is a criminal thing. Now, Alex, you're the man to help me get this information out because of your wonderful audience. You have to remember, this statin drug thing and directing people to stay away from good fats, I always say a stick of butter a day keeps the doctor away, 10 eggs a day keeps the doctor away, and by reducing cholesterol below 140 and creating Alzheimer's disease, low T, things like erectile dysfunction, menopause, Alzheimer's disease, all these things are caused by getting your blood cholesterol below 140, and is done with statin drugs and diet. It caused 1 billion deaths worldwide in the industrialized world. And, of course, I guess if there's any good news, there's no limits, no statutory limits on murder.
That's right. Stay there. I want to hear how we turn this around, Dr. Wallach, when we come back, because people now finally know. They go, oh, I've heard statins eat your brain. So at least, you know, 10 years ago, nobody knew this. So now it's getting out there. So it looks like we're making headway, like with glyphosate or fluoride. What do we do, and can it be reversed or slowed down once you've been brain damaged by the statins? Stay with us.
Turn on the news, and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy.
Roger Stone joins us coming up in about 15 minutes to break down huge 2016 news. Got a bunch of clips to go through, your phone calls. Alan, New Jersey, Jeremy, Wes, John, Dave, and many others. I'll get to you if you keep holding, not call back. I'm also going to, later in the week, spend an hour or two with victims of communism or people that support it. Those folks never call because no one that's lived under it supports it. Only spoiled, rotten Americans and others living in the lap of luxury being promised all these freebies support it. So that's coming up as well. But getting back to Dr. Joel Wallach, Doctor, I also want to plug these big events you've got coming up, too. So let's spend some time on that here in a moment. And also, we also sell your book at InfoWarsStore.com dealing with the claim that it's all genetics now versus epigenetics. I want to talk about that next time you come on. But getting into how do we reverse this? How do we educate people? If somebody's been on statins, what do they do? How do we counter this?
Okay, well, education is exactly right, Alex. Two books will do that, and a couple of CDs. One book of the original Dead Doctors Don't Lie, which came out, I think, it was 1997. And by the way, the audio cassette tape and the CD was sold over 350 million, not 50 million, 350 million.
I was just going off an old bio.
And a wonderful piece is a double-blind randomized study, 10 years old. It is 10 years and 5,000 people, 2,500 on the study program and 2,500 on the dummy program, and reduced the risk of Alzheimer's disease over a 10-year period in 5,000 people by 78%. It was just a very minimal supplement program, a certain diet, and it was actually a high fat diet. And the supplement program is just a couple of nutrients. And in animals, with all 90 essential nutrients and a proper high-fat diet, it's 100% preventable. And I have reversed, literally hundreds of people who've been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease with a very simple nutritional program and a dietary change. You've got to make dietary changes. Somebody's going to have to be there to actually, you know, kind of a caregiver to make sure these people remember to take their supplements. But it's totally reversible. It's totally preventable. And because it's a simple nutritional deficiency disease.
Ed's dad, who recently died, as you know, and I'm allowed to tell the story, even though it's very sad, they had him on blood thinner, even though he never had a stroke. He basically had scurvy because he wasn't getting vitamin C. He got on Beyond Tangy Tangerine and went from not knowing who he was to knowing who he was and coming out of it. And the medical doctor basically told his mom, you take him off that. He's got too much vitamin K in his blood. And he didn't know who he was again in a couple months. I mean, And he said, hey, it's my mom, my dad. They make their decisions. And she worshiped the doctor. And he just sat there and watched his dad go right back into it. Amazing story.
Yeah, it's a terrible thing, the power that doctors have over people, especially the older people, the older generation. They revere doctors more than they revere God, and that's why they're in trouble. And basically, again, Alzheimer's disease is a physician-caused disease. Every doctor should be charged with a felony every time they prescribe the statin drugs. It's a felony. It should be a felony to prescribe
because
a statin
drug. Because they know it literally eats your brain.
That's correct. It's one of those things where it's predictable as gravity. You're going to get Alzheimer's disease, low T, ED, menopause at age 30, adrenal exhaustion,
and now
Alzheimer's
they even
disease.
Admit that low-fat diets have fried everybody. It's the bad synthetic trans fats, right, doctor? What are the good fats?
Well, the good fats are butter, cholesterol, things like cream, butter, animal fat that's not burnt is imperative to maintain brain health and to maintain a
75% brain. So you want raw fat is the best thing.
That's correct. Saturated
so, I mean,
fat.
To be honest, it's very good to say then eat like beef sushi where you just barely even heat it on a rock or something, and that's what you need.
Exactly. Raw beef is good. Just don't burn it because if you burn the beef fat or you burn pork fat or you burn chicken skin or you fry your eggs, it turns into, as you say, trans fats, heterocyclamines, acrylamide.
And that's absolutely proven to give you colon cancer, you name it. Absolutely. But then I distract us with the bad fat and say all fat's good. Folks, we're based on it. Homo sapiens got big because of our meat diet when we changed over to it. It's why our brains got big. It's why we mutated like this. People say, wait a minute, that's evolution. It's God's plan, folks. We'll be back in 70 seconds.